7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Okay, it's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and guess who just walked up? That's right, it's my cat, Peppa. Hi, Bingins! Where are you going? You want to get on the kitty bitty banky? Oh my god, I think my cat wants to get on the kitty business banky. I don't know if I can sit down and do this. Okay, Peppa, here. Ugh. Right. So it's another horrible day for me. And my hip is really bad today. And what are you doing, Peppa? My cat is just sitting here smelling all the empty medication bottles. Here, get in here. Get in the kitty business pit. You want to get in this kitty pit? Here, yeah, okay, the cat is in the kitty pit. That's a good baby. Now, I need to... Okay, yeah, you're gonna give me kitty kisses? That's so nice. I gotta pour some tea, but you're not gonna hear it because I can't really move in that direction. But you can hear me drink some tea. What are you drinking, Tobe? Drinking Da Hong Pao. But I gotta switch to something else. What do I want to drink today? I don't know, maybe I'll drink some ginger may. Haven't had any ginger may in a while. Yes, hi Peppa, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just talking to everybody on the radios. Who's a good baby? Yeah, you're a good baby. Right, so regardless of my hip hurting, I did kind of sleep okay. I got, almost 4.5 hours of sleep? Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, like 4 hours and 45 minutes maybe? Oh yeah. Good tea. Good tea. So I had a fun little adventure yesterday. Why does this clock say 23:16? Yeah. I had a little adventure yesterday. I didn't really do much. I was up in my kitchen during a period of mobility. And I don't know what got into my head. Suddenly, I felt like I needed to get my watch/stopwatch fixed. And I have this little clock/watch/stopwatch. I bought this a number of years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And it's probably been dead for at least 12 or 13 years. It's been dead as long as I've moved into the house. I think I moved into the house and this was dead. I put it on my kitchen counter. It somehow ended up on my kitchen floor, and it's been on my kitchen floor for years. And what is it? It's this plastic blue carabiner that has a clock built in, and it has a little tiny compass. The whole thing isn't 10 centimeters long by about 5 centimeters at its widest point. The little compass is tiny. It's not even a centimeter in diameter. And it's got a, you know, your typical LCD watch in it. It tells the time in 24-hour format, you know, because when I, which is weird, because when I was setting it originally, it gave me AM and PM. Somehow I switched it over to 24-hour mode. I don't know how. This watch's got a stopwatch in it. It's got an alarm. It's got a light to light up the LCD. It's got a stopwatch. Did I mention that? Anyway, it's a little piece of plastic junk that I paid way too much for when I bought it. But I really wanted it because it was a carabiner and I could clip it onto things and sort of have a pocket watch. Like I said, it's been dead for years. It's been dead for years. And for some reason, yesterday afternoon, I decided that I needed to fix it. Because it probably just needs a battery, right? Right. So, I picked it up off the floor yesterday. And I turned it over thinking, yeah, maybe I'll have a good excuse to use a watch crab today. No, that's not the case because the back is held on by three tiny little screws, the type of screws that are used to hold eyeglasses together. So I grabbed my set of my smallest screwdrivers and I went to work. And it was extraordinarily difficult, but I did get two screws out. Could not get the third screw out, and I said, fine, I think I'll just grind the head off. So I took it down into the basement, where I used my little Dremel with a grinding disc on it to start taking the head off. Well, apparently the vibration loosened that screw or something, because then the back started turning. And I thought, okay, this is fine, this will just be a pivot point now. Well, it wouldn't pivot, but... when I was grinding it, the head of the screw, it turns out I managed to sort of like grind a nice real slot in it for a regular screwdriver. So I got a regular tiny screwdriver. The other ones were Phillips. The other screws were Phillips heads. And I managed to loosen it enough that, yeah, the back swung open. So then, what's sitting right there? The battery. And there's this weird battery cover thing that contacts the back to ground it, and there's all this other stuff. And there's a couple of tiny screws on the inside. Okay, Pippa is leaving. I'm gonna roll over here a little bit. Ow. So I took out the screws and of the thing that held the battery down. And, I managed to get the battery out. And I was like, wow, that never goes that well. Nothing ever goes this easy. Yeah, I realized that I had to do some grinding on it, but, you know, that didn't take long. More tea. So, I had the battery out. And then I had to figure out what kind of battery it was. Because it wasn't clearly marked. But on one side of the battery, there was a tiny, tiny little mark that I could barely read. And it said 2025. And I said to myself, gee, don't I have some of those? So I went over, you know, two steps away to my other kitchen counter. And I was looking on my other kitchen counter. And yes, here we have a package, unopened, brand new, two 2025 batteries. I cut the package open, got a battery out, put it in the watch, reassembled the watch, which was easy up until the part I had to put the back on. And that became extremely difficult. How difficult was it? Well, let me put it to you this way. They don't have this kind of problem putting watch backs back on in the autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Standing on the corner with a suitcase in my hand. Jane is in a corset, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Now people, don't you know that those were different times, when the poets, they all wrote their verse, and the women, they just rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane. Now some people like to go out dancing, and other people, they gotta work. There are even some people, oh, who tell you life is just dirt. Now women never really faint, and the villains, they always blink their eyes, and children are the only ones who blush, and life is just to die. Anyone who had a heart, you know they wouldn't take it. Anyone who had a heart, you know they wouldn't break it. Sweet Jane, oh Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, ah. Sweet Jane.
How cool was that? Very obviously, that was the song Sweet Jane by the Velvet Underground, as played by Brownsville Station. Yes, Brownsville Station. The boys who gave us Smoking in the Boys' Room, doing Sweet Jane. That was actually pretty cool. So anyway, back to the watch story. If you can call this a watch, some kind of pocket clock. So yeah, I put the battery back in and I put the back on, which was the hardest part, trying to get those tiny little screws back in the tiny little holes, but I did manage to do it. And when I turned the watch back right side up, it was flashing at me, telling me to set the time. So I set the time. And apparently I set it wrong, because I don't know what the hell is wrong with this thing. maybe I just don't know how to work it. Yeah, you know, after 15 years, maybe I... Anyway. Why did I feel like I needed to get this running again? I don't know. I felt like I needed a stopwatch or something, or I felt like I needed to have a clock. And I thought, yeah, I'll just clip this onto the belt loop of my pants. But it's not like I'm going out a lot lately, and I sure as hell never need to know what time it is. So I'm not entirely sure why I did this. I don't know, maybe I'll just carry it around with me until somebody says, hey, what is that? And I'll say, oh, it's this little watch that you can clip onto stuff because it's kind of a carabiner. And they'll say, oh, wow, that's so cool. And I think, oh, yeah, I think so? You think so? Really? Yeah, here, you can have it. And I'll just give it to them. Because I don't know why I even have this thing. Yeah, there's no accounting for it. Well, I don't know where to go from here, so, oh, here comes Blenda. Oh, hi, Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Blenda. All right, so what are we doing now? I guess we need to pour some more tea. Yeah. Look at that. Why is my knee warm all of a sudden? Oh, because I accidentally spilled a few drops of tea on my knee, and now my knee is warm. Oh, I need this. Oh, yeah, something else you need to know. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for that phone call from the ortho doctor. Haven't heard anything yet. In a couple of hours, I'm going to call them up and ask if they know who I am. Do you have me in your computer? Okay. So where are we with all this synth stuff? Well, I'll tell you where we are. We're in the same place where we were yesterday at about this time. We've got this weird sequence going with a funny little robot jazz feel. Why is it robot jazz? Well, because there's absolutely no swing to it. And it's a bunch of jazz chords. Jazz chords. What are our jazz chords? A minor 7, F sharp minor 7, F major 7, and E minor 7. I'd play these chords, but I don't know them. Well, A minor 7 is, that's A minor plus a 7th. I don't have it up here, so it's down here. Wait, it would be G. Where's my G? E, F, G. You can hear the sequence if you want. You want to hear it? Here you go. Yeah, we're still working on that noise. And so, last night, I was kind of messing with this. I wasn't really messing with it. I was just trying to, I don't know, find something to play over this because it's so damn weird. And basically, I ended up with something that sounds like this. Thank you.
right, so we got that. So we got that fluty flute sound. That, I don't know, it kind of doesn't work. What if we tweak this out a little bit? How do I... Yeah, I'm going to... Because I need to hit press the shift button, I need two hands because this is designed so stupid. Because whoever built this has never seen a damn synthesizer before. Tweak, tweak, tweak. Okay, hold on a minute. That's not what I was trying to do, but maybe that'll work for something. Let's give it a shot. Let's go back to the beginning and hit play. We get a little introduction here. No. No. So anyway, yeah, I was messing with that last night, that sound, this sound, and I couldn't get it to do anything interesting. Oh, wait, I just screwed something up. Hold on a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's how you count to 16 in base 10. And... Oh, why is this so stupid? I'm learning to hate. Hate is learned, and I'm learning it now. So anyway, while I was messing with this, and I couldn't really get anything to work with that flute sound, I started thinking, okay, well, I'll work on something else. Let's add some ornamentation. Some kind of ornamentation. And I started looking for patches and sounds, and I found this. And I thought, okay, that's a thing. It does weird stuff. And I started having fun with that. And, well, that kind of sounded like this. Okay. Yeah, this is great and all, but it fades up and down too much. And so it doesn't work as a pad like I wanted that flute thing to, how I wanted that to work, but at least we get these nice little tinkly dinklies, so we could, I don't know, do we need another arpeggio on top of the arpeggio we already have? Of course not. Don't be silly. And I would use it for just little dinkle-linkles. And it's great there until it starts to fade again. Oh, here it comes back. Oh, hi, Pippa. How are you doing? Who's a good baby?
You're a good dingins.
You can try to pretend that you're just gonna cat loaf right here, but I know your secret plan is to start chewing on synthesizer cables. Your mouth is now, what, yo, you turned your head. Yeah, you're 16 centimeters away from yummy chewy cables. Oh, now your mouth is only 10 centimeters away from my synthesizer little wires. You can't.
Kitties can't have synths because you're just gonna chew on the wires.
Right, so Pippa is sitting here, and she's sitting on a lot of cables. She's sitting on the power for everything, plus the little audio cable, and she's trying to get to the synths.
You don't want to eat that synth, baby dunklins. No.
Right, so, what are we going to do? We're going to space frog. That's what we're going to do. Damn, that's loud. So if you're going to put space frogs into a song, I guess you could. It would sound like this. I'm actually playing the right notes. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so maybe we'll put some space frogs in it later, not today. Because although space frogs sound cool, that's not what we need. I don't know, what do we need? Some Rhodes? No, because if you're going to play Rhodes piano, then you have to know chords. And I am not Guitar George. I am only Synth Tobe, and Synth Tobe does not know all the chords. That's why Synth Tobe has a chord book. What about this old chestnut? Yeah, it'll probably be great. Yeah. And even though I have this new clock, I don't know what time it is. I'm still losing track of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Tune in tomorrow. Maybe I won't be dead. Maybe I will be. Maybe we'll play more synth. I don't know. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.